JI4DOS in the net, KB0KBJ. Kind of interesting, you know, they say flash flood. And I know you guys had some pretty serious rains here, what was it, last year or something, up in North Carolina there. I've never really seen the effects of flash flood and how it works. I mean, it's fast, you know, and this happened and rained. So the water came up, came across the camping area, across the road, into the playground. And I left at 3, and they were all pulling their stuff out, and so the final pass is through at 3 o'clock, and they were pulling stuff out. I went back there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then it was down. I was like, wow, that was quick. Didn't take long to drain out. And it was, the creek was still high, but nothing else was flooded, you know. Some residual water left, but then I went back by there again a couple hours later before going to church with my wife. I was like, I think that water's coming back up. I went by again after church, and it was back up and flooded again. So, like I said, I've never seen that before. I guess that's flash flood. The first one was, anyhow. And after that, all the other rain coming from further away coming filled it up again. So, yeah, it was weird. Water went up, water went down. Water went up, and I think it's going down again now, over.
JI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve over in Finland this evening. He's normally up in South Dakota, but he's visiting over there, the relatives, I would assume. He hadn't seen it yet, but anyway, he's over in Finland. But, Steve, yeah, them flash floods are terrible. Water will come up and just, part of it comes from the rain that comes down right in your area, and then it'll go back down a little bit, and then all of a sudden it'll come back up because it's raining upstream somewhere. And it comes back up again, and it's strange the way that is. If you're in a flash flood area, it's best not to drive across a stream or flooded roadways or that sort of thing. Yeah, people don't really realize that how much strength moving water has. It'll lift your car up. You get an inch of rain on the roads and you start hydroplaning all over the place. You say, oh, my car weighs, 5,000 pounds or 3,000 pounds or whatever. You know, I said, it'll go right down, back down to the road. Well, it doesn't. Especially up at speeds, you get up at the higher speeds you get, the car lifts up, and then the tires do have air in them, and so they float. And that running water is just something else. It's amazing. What it can do. And yeah, we had a lot of storm damage up this way from Hurricane Helene when it came through. It just, we don't think about a hurricane coming this far inland, but it was one of those slow moving storms, and it did a lot of, had a lot of wind and a lot of rain in it. And that's what happened to, most of the folks up there in western North Carolina, is the washing out everything, and the river's coming up way over flood stage and all kinds of stuff, and just washing stuff away. And where people have built right there on the river, and in a lot of places they were way from the river, but it still did the same thing. But it's amazing, Mother Nature is not to be fooled around with. Whether it's a tornado or a flash flood or hurricane, whatnot, Mother Nature can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's the fact. There's many different ways you can get in trouble with it. My wife went off the road a few years ago. She came up on some water. It wasn't moving, but she figured speed was the answer to get through this here business. Well, when your tires leave the ground and you're trying to walk or drive on water, it's tough to steer. And off into the cattail she went. Thankfully not too far. Somebody come along and pulled out, but there was water down by the foot pedals, I guess, when she finally got stopped. Thankfully there on the edge of the shoulder of the road, instead of stopped out in the middle of the cattails further. no damage to anybody other than a good lesson learned. So yeah, she learned that the real way. Instead of just reading about it, she tried it out. I wasn't along for the ride, but I heard about it. Kids, I guess they had a full story there. As far as over here, a few years ago, I don't know if I told you or not, but about a year and a half or so ago, November 23, buddy and I got married over here. We came over for that, and we just got to knowing the folks out here and such, and my neighbors, ever since then, hey, you got to come back, you got to come back. So here's where we are, came on back. They've been to the U.S. once, last October they came here to the U.S. I forget where I'm at, there, to the U.S. And yeah, we've got to know some folks over here, and quite a few actually, real hospitable, really hospitable. And and also, my ancestors do come from this neck of the world, so there's some of that thrown in, I guess. So that's the reason they're over, Gary.
No less than a Blue Ridge 2 meter net, but KB0KBJ. Well, Steve, the only reason you really need is because you wanted to go. That's the main reason. But I'm glad you made a lot of friends over there. You and Megan make friends anywhere and everywhere you go. Y'all are that type of folks. And you try to get along with most people. And do the best you can. But how are the children now? Are all of them enjoying it again?
Well, we're still kind of catching up from the trip. But once we got here, well, first, last leg of the thing, like, wow, never again without a stop in between. Man, that was a long drag. It still is. But now, since we're here, it's, of course, a lot better. Yeah, like you said, we're here because we wanted to go, so ultimately I guess that's the reason. It could. Talking about distances, though, I got a cousin who lives in Oman, Muscat, Oman. That's the capital of Oman. That's at the tip of the toe of Saudi Arabia's boot, okay? He lives there. I got another cousin who lives in Liberia. That's the western coast of Africa. On the near the Atlantic Ocean there. And so all you got to do to go from one place to another, if they were to visit each other, is just get across Africa and Saudi Arabia and there you are. Well, I mapped it out one time. I was like, okay, how far is it if they want to fly? 12 hours and 50 minutes direct flight. I'm like, wow, that's a long haul. That ain't even as far as from here to home, Okay, how about if you want to drive? 150 hours, some 6,700 miles, Wow, that's a long drive. Yeah, you don't really realize how big something is. Some areas of the world are. Until you map it out and kind of get an idea, or just do it, really. But man, there's some big distances down there in Africa in the center part of the globe. They don't display them correctly on the on the globe or on a map, all the stuff in the center squished together on the stuff on the northern and southern ends of the earth are spread way out, made to look a lot bigger than they are. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
If you look at a map, they're out of proportion, sure enough. Whether it be, here even in the United States, they're out of proportion. They're, you know, they're a little bit, not as bad as they are, just say, from you take the United States as a plot of ground, and then you take the UK over there, and the UK covers, the United States, if you put it over them, they would cover several of their countries. So, I don't know how many, but you're right, if you really map it out, you can start to see the difference in land mass. It's really amazing that the way that we have perception, and we look at a map and say, well, Africa's not that big, but it is. It's huge. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, the United States is not big, but it's pretty good size, too, depending on what you compare it to. If you comparing apples to oranges, it might not be that big, but if you compare apples to apples, that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly. KI4DOS and that KB0KBJ. You got Greenland and you got Madagascar, which is just off the coast of Africa. You look on a map, man, Greenland's just enormously big compared to Madagascar. Boy, that traffic going by on that road is kind of loud. I don't know if you can hear it. But yeah, Greenland is just huge. Well, they're about the same size. Ain't much different really at all. It's only because you can't really display on a 2D piece of paper or globe a 3D, round 3D object on a round ball. It's just poorly displayed as far as size goes. I mean, you look at Maine; it's big, but it's not that big. But it's because it's further north, Now Alaska, that is big, and it is north. So anyhow, that was one of my observations the other day. I don't know about anything else I got to chat about there, Gary. I plan on being here a bit. Obviously, ain't gonna come this far. Just turn around and go back. I'm gonna make it worthwhile, So I'll probably get a chance to check in. I will. Hopefully, I can do it if I ain't tied up doing something at 4 a.m. or such. But maybe I'll be sleeping by then, not being popping around like this. But anyhow, we're planning on going north. It's light here all night, but the sun does set. But it just skims below the horizon where we're at. We're not above the Arctic Circle here. But we are planning to get above the Arctic Circle about a week from now, and visiting some folks we know up there. So I will, if there's not clouds or something, be able to see the sun do its thing around the edge of the horizon. So that should be pretty interesting there, Gary. You have yourself a good evening down that way. I need a coat. It's kind of chilly out here. I did bring a coat, but I didn't bring a very, very thick one. I guess they got coats. I can borrow one of theirs. You have yourself a good evening, Gary. Say hi to Joy for me. Megan, yeah, check her in too. She's here. KD0NIQ. And you have yourself a good evening down that way. KI4DOS in the net. KB0KBJ.
Have a wonderful time over there. Please be safe. Don't want nothing to happen to you and Megan and the children. Y'all come back to us safely. But do have a wonderful time while you're over there. And I got Megan, KD0NIQ, in the log. And you tell her we said hello and give her a big hug for us. And again, y'all be safe. Have a wonderful time. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. a little bit, and we enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. Hopefully you'll be able to get back here with us again from Finland, and if you don't, we understand, because it's awfully early over there. You take care, Steve, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge to Meter Net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Charlie. My name is Earl. I'm in Gaffney, South Carolina. I won't be staying for comments, and I don't have any traffic.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KR4BC. That's Mr. Earl up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you are doing well. And you say you're going to be in for some comments?
This is my first contact. I left off a call letter at the end of it. It's a J at the end of it. Sorry about that.
Where is K? Anyway, BCK?
Juliet.
Dr. Juliet. But we got you, Earl, and again, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. Net starts at 9 o'clock. I'm the net controller on Wednesday, and I'm the guy in the hot seat. I enjoy it. Been doing it for a while, and have a good time. But you're more than welcome to come back anytime you can. Net starts at 9. But you take care out there, BCJ. Mr. Earl up there in Gaffney, 73, my friend. Do we have anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. To wrap it up this evening, I'll submit my net report electronically here, and then I'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 65 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.